Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. These are God's words. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. In the midweek meeting this week, we are continuing to hear about the greatness of that righteousness of God that is revealed in the gospel. Righteousness that is, as we heard at the beginning of verse 21, apart from the law, and in verse 22, through faith in Jesus Christ. And this righteousness, we continue now to hear in verse 23, is a righteousness that is as big as God's glory. For all have sinned and fallen short, or fall short, of the glory of God. Remember, the wrath of God was revealed against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men, who despite knowing God and his glory have pushed down, suppressed that truth in unrighteousness. And although we knew God, we did not glorify him or give him thanks. This is the greatness of every single one of our sins. This is the greatness of our sin and our guilt, that it is sin against and guiltiness concerning the glory of God itself, the glory of God himself, the infinite and eternal and unchangeable glory of God. This is why there is no difference for those who are made righteous through faith in Jesus Christ, because we need an atonement that is as big as God's glory. We need a righteousness that is as big as God's glory. Which means there's nothing that we can produce or that we can do or that we can contribute, or having been made righteousness, that we could ever add to the greatness of that righteousness which is required, which, praise God, is the righteousness that has been revealed in the gospel, that Jesus Christ is our righteousness. We're going to go on the next week, Lord willing, in verse 25, to consider what it says about the greatness of the glory of Jesus, that he is a propitiation. And we'll think more about that when we get to it. But even before we get to it, now in verse 23, we know that the righteousness that is revealed in the gospel, that is offered to us through faith in Jesus, is a righteousness that is as big as the glory of God. And we therefore would shrink from any idea of trying to obtain our standing with God by how well we do, or how well we intend to do, or how sorry we are. Any idea of producing anything that is part of contributing to could be this righteousness must just be dissolved, annihilated, before this wonderful fact that the righteousness that is offered us in the gospel of Jesus Christ is a righteousness that is as big as the glory of God, as great as the glory of God. And yet this is what is offered to us. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace. And so the first point is that his righteousness is as big as God's glory. The second is that it's a righteousness that is entirely by gift. And of course it has to be. What can you do to participate in or add to, or God forbid the ridiculousness of the idea, substitute for a righteousness that is as big as the glory of God? You and I cannot contribute anything to something that has to be that big, and therefore it is a wonderful truth and a necessary truth that the righteousness that we have, the right standing that we have before God, has to be entirely by gift, entirely freely, entirely by his grace, which means that which he supplies precisely because we utterly lack it. And so often the word grace is used in terms of blessing and curse, God giving blessing to those who deserve only curse, and that is grace. But it is also God sustaining by his strength those who have only weakness. And we hear that use of the word in 2 Corinthians 12, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. It is true of life and goodness. We have no life in ourselves. Jesus has all the life in himself. And so it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us, the life that we live by faith in Jesus Christ, who loves us and gave himself in us. And he says to abide in him, and that apart from him, we can do nothing because we have no life in us. The reality or the dynamic of grace is true about goodness. We have no goodness from ourselves. Anything that is good in us comes by the gift of God. And so, what do you have that you have not received? And if you have received it, why do you boast as if it is from you? So that is entirely true, therefore, about our righteousness being justified, which means given a right standing before God, made righteous before God, being justified freely, which means we contribute nothing, by his grace, which means he contributes everything. And so it's a righteousness that is entirely by gift. So it's righteousness as big as God's glory. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's righteousness that is entirely by gift, being justified freely by his grace. And it's a righteousness that is through the redemption. Through redemption. So we did not pay anything for this righteousness. It was free for us, but that does not mean that it was free. Doesn't mean that there was no cost. In fact, it is a righteousness that came by the paying of great cost, by God adding creatureliness to himself, which is already an infinite, mind-boggling cost. He adds creatureliness to himself, but he doesn't add any sort of creature. He adds to himself the lowly creatureliness of a servant, of a slave. He's made under the law. Even as a man, he comes as a poor man. He comes as an embryo, a helpless baby of a poor couple. He lowers himself so greatly. And then that is the beginning of his lowering of himself, because he is even going to partake in death, which is the wages of sin, although he had none. And he is going to partake in wrath, which is what sin deserves, although he had no sin. But for our sakes, God made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And so this is the redemption price, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is that price which the apostle is pressing home to the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20, when he's urging them to take heed to themselves and to the flock of God, among which the Holy Spirit made them overseers, which God has bought with his own blood. The idea that God has blood now is beyond our comprehension. And then the idea that that blood of God is what was spent to purchase what we receive freely as a gift. This right standing that we have before God came at the purchase price of the blood of God, at the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it is a righteousness that is through redemption. Free to us, but infinitely, incomprehensibly expensive, costly. So it is a righteousness that is as big as God's glory. It is a righteousness that is entirely by gift. It's a righteousness through redemption, all of which are aspects of the fact that it is a righteousness that is in Christ Jesus, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It's a righteousness that comes not merely according to a prescription or as the result of a transaction. It's a righteousness that comes in a person. That as we consider all that we heard last week in verses 21 and 22 about the greatness of God's righteousness that he gives us in the gospel, as we consider all that we have just heard about the greatness of this righteousness that God gives us in the gospel, that it is as big as God's glory, that it comes to us entirely by gift, that it doesn't come at no cost, but it comes at the infinite cost, that it is a righteousness that is through redemption. All of these things drive us to esteem and honor and adore and delight in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because righteousness is not some sort of abstraction. It is not some quantity that you obtain from Jesus. It is something that is obtained in union with Jesus. At bottom, salvation, the gospel, righteousness, it is all in a person. It is the gospel of God concerning his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's in him. Whenever you find yourself grasping at or feeling that you have lost a sense of the glory of God or the grace of God or the value of the redemption that is from God, the solution is not merely to intellectually rework through the facts or the truths that we've been hearing. The solution is to embrace the person of the Lord Jesus. And as you embrace him, to remember all of these truths about him, who he is and what he has done. All of these truths about the triune God, who he is, and particularly who he is to us in Christ, and what he has done, and particularly what he has done in Christ. Salvation, the gospel, righteousness. It's all about a person. And whenever you are in need of renewal, refreshment, spiritual reinvigoration, the great thing to do, the main thing to do, is to embrace Christ himself. And in that embracing of him, to start bringing and marshaling all of these truths that you know from the Bible about what it means to do that. Amen. Let us come to him and ask him to help us by his Spirit. Our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you and thank you that it is particularly in you, Lord Jesus, that you have made us to know yourself, that you have brought us near to yourself, by whom you have paid the price in giving yourself, that you have redeemed us and therefore reconciled us by your own blood. How we praise you that the righteousness that you have given us is as great as your glory, for it is you, and it is your own righteousness. And so we pray, Lord, that you would be helping us by your Spirit in this time of remaining sin and remaining fleshliness until our time in this world is done, that your Spirit would keep bringing us to fresh remembrance of you and fresh clinging to you and adoring of your glory and praising you, apprehending you, that you would keep making us to press on, to lay hold of that for which you have laid hold of us. Oh, help us, Lord. We thank you and praise you for all of this truth about your righteousness that you have given us to think about in just this short time. And we pray that that truth would increase our appreciation of our knowledge of what is the hope of our calling and what is the greatness of your love to us in Jesus Christ and what is the greatness of that righteousness that you have given us in Jesus Christ. Oh, give us this help, we pray, even in his own name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.